What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show coming up, ID5 Charlotte. Talk to Coach Aaron Fern on the Boston Man Show. The 49ers out of Charlotte, they're doing big things over there, man. Coach Fern, good to talk to you, man. How you doing today?
No, I'm pretty good. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you, man, how has it been, man, taking over this team as interim head coach this year, man? Well, how's that whirlwind been moving over one seat again, man?
Yeah. I mean, it's, it looks obviously great to be back in the head coaching position, been in that position for a number of years, obviously professionally back in Australia. And it's been an interesting summer with the whole thing going down, but learned so much during the process, the unity and the support that the players showed and the coaches and everybody involved in the whole thing was inspiring. I've said that multiple times. And I think the number one thing you're always trying to achieve in coaching, right, is just to get your team to unify. And, the unity that they showed during the summer and that, and the transition was awesome. And to date, it's been excellent. So just continuing to grow.
Yes, indeed. And I watched some of the videos of you coaching your guys when they have you mic'd up, post videos. I mean, you're intense. I can see the guys really respect you. They respect your coaching, and they know you have their back. So about the interaction with the guys, coaching them hard at the same time, them knowing that Coach Fern has my back.
I think I guess the success that I've been able to have in my coaching career has been, I genuinely feel the players know that I got their back, but I'm going to coach you hard and I'm going to hold you accountable every day and just try and push you that little bit more every day to be that little bit better and work that little bit harder and be a great teammate and really work on our culture every day. And I do that, and I expect that from our staff and players, and And I'll, like I said, I'll get after you, but I love you too. And I really care for you and I want you to have success. I don't want anyone here not to have success. And, you know, there's, sometimes there's some tough love, but then sometimes there's a great amount of fun and enjoy what we do. Because at the end of the day, you got to love what you're doing and got to love coaching and you got to love practice. And I always tell the guys, you got to love the hard and you got to love the routine. And when you're in the mist and in the grind of preseason, you know, that's hard to do. You know, you got to love the hard and you got to love the routine because the reward is obviously when we start playing. And as I said earlier, guys have been awesome.
And coach, let me ask you this for you. At what point in your life journey did you decide you want to get into coaching? What was that trigger for you to want to get into this business?
Yeah, it probably started even when I was way back in New Zealand, you know, because I lived in New Zealand for a long time and I was coaching junior, you know, young kids back then. And before I came to high school over here and played high school and college basketball here and then went back to Australia to play professionally but was coaching at the same time. I don't know, just in the blood. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if it's in the blood, you know, like I don't have any family that are in that space, just coaches and high school coaches and that I've been around during my life. It just is an area that I really liked and just want to help. You know, I think you always want to give back to the game. The game's been so valuable for me and you want to give back and give those that you are helping grow the tools to max out their potential and be successful. And I've been fortunate enough to coach kids in high school that have gone on to play in the NBA in Australia. You know, Aaron Baines, Nate Jawai, you know, coached some guys in Australia that have gone on to play for our national team at Olympics and World Cups. And but then younger guys make state teams and national teams. And that's what it's about. Like, you know, giving them the opportunity to play at the elite level. And that's what brings me a lot of joy.
And Coach Fern, for you, as you build this program out and you, hopefully you stay there long term, what are you looking for in a young man? I know you off the court for his intelligence, for his character. And what are you looking for for the young man's character off the court in a player that you would love to have in this program?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm obviously out evaluating, recruiting, I mean, this even happened with me, you know, recruiting imports to come and play for me in Australia, like, character's number one. You know, like, are you a winner? Do you care for your teammates? How do you carry yourself with your body language? I always tell our guys here, how do you want to be seen? There are going to be a lot of people that will sit in crowds here at home or here or when we go on the road, and they don't know you, but they're going to see you. And how do you act on the bench? How do you act when you get subbed out? You know, how do you interact with teammates? That stuff's really important to me. Ultimately, more important than actually how skilled you are. I've coached lots of skilled, talented players that lack some humility in that space of being a very good person and teammate. How you are, how respectful you are to opposition fans that are giving it to you, and you know, do you have some character with that part of the game? Because that's part of the game. That stuff's important. Obviously, you know, you obviously need to have some skill, but a lot of players that play in the NBA play professionally around the world that are extremely talented, but just don't have that space fulfilled in an area in a way that needs to be at a really high level to be a great pro. And a lot of these college guys want to be pros. A lot of high school kids want to be pros. Well, the good pros, the great pros, are great people for the most part. And that's why they have sustainable success. It's about sustainable success, not short-term success. A lot of players that come out and have 1 or 2 years of unbelievable success, but the great ones are just good people.
You got that right, Coach. I concur wholeheartedly. And now for you guys at Charlotte, Coach, you all moved to a new conference, the American Conference. So talk about moving to that conference and how much film have you been watching on your future opponents in America? Like, I kind of get a feel for them. It's your first time in that conference.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, there's obviously a number of Conference USA teams that are going with us up to the American. There are a couple of American teams that are departing to go to other conferences, and then you got the rest that are there. You know, Memphis, Wichita State, Temple, Tulsa, so on and so forth. So we know we're going up a level, but I'll also say this, like, FAU went to the Final Four. I mean, they're a top 10 team in the country. Like, they're one of the teams we're all got to worry about in the league. You've got North Texas, UAB, that were in the final of the NIT last year. Like, there are three teams from our conference last year that were high-level talent, great coaching, systematically very, very good, difficult to defend, you know, complex defenses that you got to deal with. But obviously in the American, you've got Tulane, Memphis, Tulsa, Temple, like South Florida, East Carolina, like really good teams. You know, they'll be big, they'll be athletic. You know, you're just going up a level with size, and a lot of new coaches in the league too. So there'll be a little bit of unknown about exactly how those type of teams will play too. So, you know, coach at Tulsa used to be in our league at La Tech. So, and we actually played Tulsa last year in a MTE. So, you know, there's a pretty good feel about how some teams will be. But just looking really forward to the conference. And I've said this too multiple times, you know, fans are going to be really excited to have different programs coming into your home stadiums, and fans will be excited about that, seeing Memphis and Tulane and Temple and so on and so forth. And we're really looking forward to it.
I hear that. And, you know, now I'm asking this, Coach Fern, now being going up a level, does that change how you schedule non-con games? Now you don't have to get bought as much. You can maybe do some buying yourself now and do more home and home. So how was that? I know scheduling is hard for you. It's the hardest thing for you guys too, but as a recruiter, so how has that tackle changed since you moved up a level?
Yeah, that's a good question. Scheduling has been the most challenging this off season, not just for us, for everybody. Just the whole NIL collective space, you know, like, and the money that you need for that and support you need for that and the support you need to go buy games or, you know, so on and so forth. Like, there's a science to those non-conference games. You know, you got to get it as right. Can't be too easy. Can't be too hard. You know, you need some real challenging games in there. You need some games where you can really go grow and build and have some success and then get challenged. And how you balance that out during the season is in the non-conference schedule is that's a science too. I don't know if there's a perfect science to it. I think everyone thinks they've got the formula, but with the transfer portal now too, and teams change so quickly, if you do have a home and home with a team, well, one team, the team might look like this, and the next year they may be a totally different team just because of the transfer portal. Like, it's very, very difficult and challenging right now. But, I mean, to your question, you know, we've got some tough opponents in there that are going to really, really challenge us, which we're really looking forward to. And I think that's what you want. Like, I want to go play against really good talent and really good coaching and help us as a staff grow and help our players grow and prepare you for conference play and ultimately for postseason play when you get into, you know, conference tournament games and beyond that. So, getting the schedule right is tough, and it's been a really tough summer, like I said, for everybody involved.
Yeah, I've been in with some of my coaching friends and heard them on those calls. I'm like, man, this is I don't envy you guys trying to schedule
been
games.
Tough.
Because I feel like some games make sense, but I know why it can't make sense. But I'm like, you should play this person, but I know why you don't do it. It's just trying to find that right calculus, get it just right, and the net ratings, all your different ratings out there. We don't know how it's calculated, really.
Oh, it's wild. Crazy. It's been wild. I mean, I would say that there would be over 100 teams in – in Division One that still don't have their schedules completed. Like, and we're middle of September. Like, it's been really, really challenging. And I think it will get even more and more challenging. So, yeah, it's been tough.
100%. Now, Coach, for you, over this summer, what are some guys you want to really highlight who really has improved and do workouts this summer that we should look out for this season?
Well, we'll get a player back that we missed a lot last year, Rob Braswell. He had that thumb issue and basically missed all of conference play. You know, his experience being a sixth year guy for us, it's just going to be awesome having him back. And his experience, obviously, Lakai Patterson last year and the contributions that he gave our team, be another level of responsibility that will go up for him. And obviously just going up a level on who we're playing. Those two will be big keys. You know, Jackson Threadgrill's growth and him being a fourth year player for us. Some of the transfers that we had coming in, Deshaun Jackson from Washington State, super talented, next level talent. And he's going to be a big part of what we can or can't do. Yaroslav coming in from USC via Russia, via the NBA Global Academy in Australia, 7'1", really skilled, can really stretch the floor. Those two fives, him and Deshaun, are going to be really important holding down that five spot. Dean Reba coming in from Rutgers and his experience at the Big Ten level. Igor Milicic Jr. spent the summer with the Polish national men's team that ended up winning their pre-Olympic tournament. They'll be in the Olympic pre-qualifying tournament next summer. The experience that he would have got out just being with the professional men's team will be invaluable for him and will help our program grow from that experience that he had. So Isaiah Folks taking another year, taking another step in his growth from last year's role that he played for us. And I think we've got a lot of pieces. I think we're very, very deep. We've got some younger guys that are going to really get an opportunity to show what they can do. But I do say this, there is pressure to perform and there's a responsibility to perform, and that's okay. And sometimes you're not gonna have the success that you may want or get all the time, but dealing with those pressures and responsibilities are a really important thing too. And they're all gonna have it, as will I, as will the staff. So those are some pieces that are gonna be really important to us. I think we are very deep. I think guys are gonna have to play their roles really well. On a consistent level. And if it's not your night, well, then other people have to step up. But, I think we've got some really good pieces.
100%. I think that's something that's so important is, like, guys playing to their role. I know when I played Coach Ferg, I was a football player by trade. So I knew I had to be a 3-and-D guy on the basketball court because my main trade was football. So I didn't have time to get a bag per se or work on my game. But I knew I could shoot and defend. I could play. So so knowing your role, having a role definition on a team, I think it's so important because I think some guys need to excel in their roles. They don't understand that until it's too late. You have to excel in whatever your role is. Excel. If you're a screener, if you're a passer, screener, whatever you are, excel in that role and be good in that role to help the team win.
Yeah, and as you know, roles get kind of established early, but they can change too. Roles can change as the season goes on, and your role may increase or it may decrease. And that just comes down to performance. It's okay. Or systematically, we may have to change some things so your role does change. But they'll be given opportunities, and obviously they have an opportunity every single day here at practice and in the weight room and taking care of business off the floor. you know, that's part of being, circles back to what we first said, right? Your character, and bringing it every day, and doing that at a really high level, and being as professional as you can, and then going and performing. So your role definition and clarity is really important, but understand that those roles could change too.
And that's one for you, Coach, this man. You're not in the gym working hard, coaching your team in the office. How do you go about trying to get away from the court and decompress and find some time to get away from basketball and enjoy life?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a tough one. You know, our son is a walk-on for us. Our daughter plays at Bowling Green in the MAC. My wife is a middle school girls head coach. I'm a head coach, so it's just basketball all the time. I guess my little get away with it, you know, when, you know, growing up in New Zealand, I lived on the farm and you know, just have those traits of being a worker on the farm, if you notice, you know what I'm saying. So my getaway is, you know, I feel like I'm pretty handy, you know, like I can get out in the garden and take care of the garden and, you know, where we live, that takes a bit of work to maintain that. But it's also a bit of a thinking space for me, you know, because I can just kind of get away with it and put some headphones in and listen to some podcasts, or just simply think about things. But it's not really getting away to the point that you're trying to make. You know, I'm basically not getting away from it. I don't think you do. I think when you get into the grind of the season, you're 24/7, you're probably having dreams or nightmares about what you need to be doing better or so on and so forth. But getting outside is important to me, and just trying to decompress as much as you can that way. And then 24, 48 hours, you're back on the court practicing or playing. So coach's world's in any sport is a crazy world, but that's what we love, and that's why we soak it up and really enjoy that space.
And Coach, being in the media covering Atlanta Hawks the way I do, you know, so I'm gonna say it sounds childish, but I will tell you the truth. I get away by going to play video games with that, like the arcade and the batting cage, and you know, just the blow and bowling the blow off scene, because that's a tough loss. I'm pretty ticked. If y'all didn't play, I'm ticked off. So I got some steam and bowling or the arcade or batting cage. That's how I kind of get out of my system. So I can move forward and do my job.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I would be a little bit like you. Like, I'll play golf from time to time, you know, like it's quiet. It's, you know, like you said, you're getting in the batting cage trying to smack the cover off that ball. You know, you're out there playing golf, trying to do the same thing. But the emotions of sport can be elation to absolute gut wrenching. You know, and I've been part of both. And but that's what I love about it. You know, I love that challenge of the ultimate challenge for me is just to get a bunch of men when I was a pro, or a bunch of college, you know, young men, and getting them to unify and just take on a challenge as one unit, you know, and you challenge, you know, you're obviously with the Hawks a lot in the NBA, and that's ultimately the same thing, right? Like, coach there is trying to get that group of guys to all go in the same direction and play for one another and play their roles and sacrifice for each other. And if you can accomplish that, and, you know, and Giannis, you know, we've all seen Giannis's thing about when he got questioned about not winning championship, and, you know, did Michael Jordan fail every time he didn't win a championship? You can still have success. You can still grow and totally max out your potential, and you are fulfilled if you do that, even though you may not win the championship. And winning a championship is really hard to do, but, you know, competing together as one unit, I think that's what we all want to do. And if we do that, then that's success to me.
Yeah, Coach Ferd, I'm going to tell you, like, been around the Hawks, covering the Hawks, I has last 12 years, 14, 12, 13 years, man, it keeps me around the game because, you know, my career ended early because I wasn't good enough, right? But getting to be around, I still feel that those juices flow in me. I live it through them. And, you know, so for me, getting to be around it, I enjoy it because that's 100%. How I get my fix of that competition still.
100%. Yeah, totally agree with you.
And, Coach, I'll tell you what, man, it was fun to talk to you today, man. I pray to God you keep this job, man. I'm cheering appreciate for you, it. Man. And I'll be in your corner, and I hope to see you. I come to Charlotte Doc to get your number offline here, and we'll stay in contact, Coach. I look forward to it, man.
I appreciate you reaching out, and appreciate you just covering the game. You know, got to have the media supporting and promoting, and all the best to your Atlanta Hawks, but not as much success as our Charlotte Hornets, all right?
I got you, Coach. Thanks so much, buddy.
No problem, mate.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 The King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.